We are standing on the place where Jesus was judged by Pilate. We know this to be an historical fact. And John, the disciple whom Jesus loves, tells us that this took place at that time. John, the 18th chapter, beginning of verse 28. Then the Jews led Jesus from Caiaphas to the palace of the Roman governor. By now it was early morning, and to avoid ceremonial uncleanness, the Jews did not enter the palace. They wanted to be able to eat the Passover. So Pilate came out to them and asked, "What charges are you bringing against this man?" "If he were not a criminal," they replied, "we would not have handed him over to you." Pilate said, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." "But we have no right to execute anyone," the Jews objected. This happened so that the words that Jesus had spoken, indicating the kind of death he was going to die, would be fulfilled. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked. "Or did others talk to you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "It was your people and your chief priests who handed you over to me. What is it that you have done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You are right in saying that I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and it is for this that I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." "What is truth?" Pilate asked. With this he went again to the Jews and said, "I find no basis for a charge against him, but it is your custom for me to release to you one prisoner at the time of the Passover. Do you want me to release the King of the Jews?" They shouted back, "No, not him. Give us Barabbas." Just awesome to think that we're standing on holy ground where Jesus Christ was condemned to death by Pontius Pilate. And when we read anything about the crucifixion and this final day of Christ on earth, it certainly brings sadness to our hearts. And we all like to think that it would have been somehow different if we were there. If somehow, you know, we would not have allowed this to happen to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yet the truth has been stated by someone very accurately that if you were the only person that ever lived on the face of the earth, Jesus Christ would have still gone to the cross to die for your sins. But when you use that illustration, and if you've heard it before, you know it begs that very awful question. If I were the only person, and if he died for me, who would have driven the nails? We need to be careful whenever we point the finger at Pontius Pilate or at the Jews. I'm very heartbroken that years ago, as I witnessed to a Jewish friend of mine who was old enough to be my father, and we were so close, I felt in my heart to having him come to Christ. And he said, "But Nick, when I was a boy, the Christians would call us Christ killers." I think before any of us ever can witness to a Jewish friend, we need to apologize for the atrocities that have happened to the Jewish people by those who take the name of Christ. Jesus did come to set a kingdom here on earth, and he's coming again. And he is indeed King of the Jews. And those of us who know Christ should pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We must love the Jewish people. We worship a Jewish Savior. and we look forward to His coming again. As we live each day of our lives, let us always be mindful that Jesus did not come to set a kingdom here on earth. And we need to be mindful, especially those of us who live in a land like the United States of America, where we have so much materialism, that this same John who wrote this account for us said, "Do not love the world or anything in the world. For if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For the everything of the world, the boasting of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the desires of the heart come not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires will pass away, but the man who does the will of God will live forever." We worship a King who is coming again. Praise God that Jesus has given to us the truth. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Don't be like Pilate. Don't play fast and loose with the truth. Always stand boldly upon this word. I thank God because there are times when my emotions monkey with my mind and with my soul and I question what the truth is. But every time I open this book, I am reading the truth of God. Praise Jesus, my friends, the coming King of Jerusalem and of the universe. Let us pray. Dear Father God, we thank You that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. And we thank You, dear God, that He did not come to establish an earthly kingdom, one that will pass away, but one that will rule forever. For unto us a son is given, for unto us a child is born, a son is given, and the government will be upon His shoulders, and He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Come, Lord Jesus, come. And we pray in His name. Amen.